Seers who see the eagle's emanations often call them commands, Don Juan said. I wouldn't mind calling them commands myself if I hadn't gotten used to calling them emanations. It was a reaction to my benefactor's preference. For him, they were commands. I thought that term was more in keeping with his forceful personality than with mine. I wanted something impersonal. Commands sounds too human to me. But that's what they really are. Commands. Don Juan said that to see the eagle's emanations is to court disaster. The new seers soon discovered the tremendous difficulties involved, and only after great tribulations in trying to map the unknown and separate it from the unknowable did they realize that everything is made out of the eagle's emanations. Only a small portion of those emanations is within reach of human awareness, and that small portion is still further reduced to a minute fraction by the constraints of our daily lives. That minute fraction of the eagle's emanations is the known. The small portion within possible reach of human awareness is the unknown, and the incalculable rest is the unknowable. He went on to say that the new seers, being pragmatically oriented, became immediately cognizant of the compelling power of the emanations. They realized that all living creatures are forced to employ the eagle's emanations without ever knowing what they are. They also realized that organisms are constructed to grasp a certain range of those emanations and that every species has a definite range. The emanations exert great pressure on organisms, and through that pressure, organisms construct their perceivable world. In our case, as human beings, Don Juan said, we employ those emanations and interpret them as reality. But what man senses is such a small portion of the eagle's emanations that it's ridiculous to put much stock in our perceptions. And yet it isn't possible for us to disregard our perceptions. The new seers found this out the hard way, after courting tremendous dangers. Don Juan was sitting where he usually sat, in the large room. Ordinarily, there was no furniture in that room. People sat on mats on the floor. But Carol, the Nagual woman, had managed to furnish it with very comfortable armchairs for the sessions when she and I took turns reading to him from the works of Spanish-speaking poets. I want you to be very aware of what we are doing, he said as soon as I sat down. We are discussing the mastery of awareness. The truths we're discussing are the principles of that mastery. He added that in his teachings for the right side, he had demonstrated those principles to my normal awareness with the help of one of his seer companions, Genaro, and that Genaro had played around with my awareness with all the humor and irreverence for which the new seers were known. Genaro is the one who should be here telling you about the eagle, he said, except that his versions are too irreverent. He thinks that the seers who called that force the eagle were either very stupid or were making a grand joke, because eagles not only lay eggs, they also lay turds. Don Juan laughed and said that he found Genaro's comments so appropriate that he couldn't resist laughter. He added that if the new seers had been the ones to describe the eagle, the description would certainly have been made half in fun. I told Don Juan that on one level, I took the eagle as a poetic image, and as such it delighted me, but on another level I took it literally, and that terrified me. One of the greatest forces in the lives of warriors is fear, he said. It spurs them to learn. He reminded me that the description of the eagle came from the ancient seers. The new seers were through with description, comparison, and conjecture of any sort. They wanted to get directly to the source of things, and consequently risked unlimited danger to get to it. They did see the eagle's emanations, but they never tampered with the description of the eagle. They felt that it took too much energy to see the eagle, and that the ancient seers had already paid heavily for their scant glimpse of the unknowable. How did the old seers come around to describing the eagle? I asked.
They needed a minimal set of guidelines about the unknowable for purposes of instruction, he replied. They resolved it with a sketchy description of the force that rules all there is, but not of its emanations, because the emanations cannot be rendered at all in a language of comparisons. Individual seers may feel the urge to make comments about certain emanations, but that will remain personal. In other words, there is no pat version of the emanations, as there is of the eagle.
The new seers seem to have been very abstract, I commented. They sound like modern-day philosophers.
No, the new seers were terribly practical men, he replied. They weren't involved in concocting rational theories.
He said that the ancient seers were the ones who were the abstract thinkers. They built monumental edifices of abstractions proper to them and their time, and just like the modern-day philosophers, they were not at all in control of their concatenations. The new seers, on the other hand, imbued with practicality, were able to see a flux of emanations and to see how man and other living beings utilize them to construct their perceivable world. How are those emanations utilized by man, Don Juan?
It's so simple, it sounds idiotic. For a seer, men are luminous beings. Our luminosity is made up of that portion of the eagle's emanations which is encased in our egg-like cocoon. That particular portion, that handful of emanations that is encased, is what makes us men. To perceive is to match the emanations contained inside our cocoon with those that are outside. Seers can see, for instance, the emanations inside any living creature and can tell which of the outside emanations would match them.
Are the emanations like beams of light? I asked.
No, not at all. That would be too simple. They are something indescribable, and yet my personal comment would be to say that they are like filaments of light. What's incomprehensible to normal awareness is that the filaments are aware